Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Molly Edwards. I'm a postgraduate history student at the University of Reading. Together with my colleagues, we will give you a taste of Nancy Astor's life as Britain's first female MP. You'll hear from us in four short bursts, so we don't bore you to death. We will be drawing your attention to some of the fantastic documents that we have in the Nancy Astor papers, which are held at the University of Reading, where we study. You will find some of them in your envelopes, so please have a look through as we talk about them with you. Nancy Astor was born in Virginia in 1879. Nancy was a divorcee with a young son when she was encouraged by her father to take a trip to Britain with her younger sister Phyllis in 1905. She arrived to do the season and loved it so much that she stayed. Nancy was quickly noticed because of her beauty, wit and charm. She met Waldorf Astor on a transatlantic voyage and they married in 1906. When Waldorf's father, the first Viscount Astor, died, Waldorf inherited his peerage and ascended to the House of Lords, which meant relinquishing his seat as MP for Plymouth Sutton. Nancy had supported Waldorf throughout his political career and she was persuaded to stand for the seat as a candidate for the Conservative and Unionist Party. On the 28th of November, she won her first election by 5,000 votes, more than the two other candidates combined. She travelled from her home in Plymouth to London, where she took her seat on the 1st of December. The day after her election, Nancy took the train to Paddington and was warmly met by suffrage supporters who had been fighting for the vote. An unnamed suffragette called out, "This is the beginning of our era. I'm glad to have suffered for this." Nancy was a pioneer, the first woman to sit in the House of Commons, a monumental occasion which changed democracy and politics forever. Nancy was the only female MP for two whole years, but she more than stood her ground by sharing her thoughts and opinions whenever she could in a chamber of men who were irritated by her presence alone. To their surprise, this new breed of politician was not only a woman, she was also a mother. Her youngest was 15 months old when she took her seat. When more female MPs arrived, Nancy worked closely with them, across party divisions, predominantly supporting legislation surrounding the needs of women and children until her retirement in 1945. Nancy received between 2,000 to 3,000 letters a week from all over the world, highlighting that she represented all women and not just her constituency. We are so lucky to have a large collection of these letters in our archives in Reading. You will find some of them in your envelopes. Nancy Astor was a brave new voice in Parliament. She made clear that she had left the door open for others to follow. A bit later, you will hear from my colleague Rachel on what happened during Nancy's election campaign.